It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, Lifehouse, and whatever it takes. We got a special in-studio guest today. We're just meeting him for the first time, Mike Martin, who is with the Patton Museum up on Fort Knox. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
We're glad you made the trip down here to talk to us today, and you guys have some exciting news. You're back open again.
Yes, we are. We are actually open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and currently the second Saturday of each month.
And what's the admission cost to get in?
There is no cost. It's free. It's open to the public as long as you can get access to Fort Knox.
So why would anybody not want to come and see one of these really interesting things that we have right here to offer, and it's absolutely free?
I don't know. I think they are missing out on a great opportunity.
Well, tell us what we see when we get to the Patton Museum, because it has changed a lot over the years.
Yes, it has changed a lot. We continue to grow on the legacy of General Patton, and we are beginning to focus on Fort Knox history and also ROTC history. And those changes will continue throughout time, but right now you'll start seeing immediate changes when you come to visit.
And one of those really exciting things, the grand opening of that barracks.
Yes, the wooden barracks. A lot of people know them as the World War II barracks. But they will be opening 8 May, 11 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have a little ribbon cutting ceremony, looking at the exhibit. And then from there, it'll be open to the public every day that the museum is open.
And that's one of the last ones left that had been on Fort Knox. It was still pretty intact, but it's at a full refurbishment.
So it's actually the last wooden barracks left. The rest of them are gone. And due to the dedication of Mike Weaver, a former Army colonel and mayor of Radcliffe, he worked tirelessly with others, and also due to the sponsoring and donations of the local community, they were able to preserve and restore the barracks. So it's a really cool attraction. It's going to grow with time. But yeah, 8 May will be a great chance to come see them and be able to go through them.
And again, no cost to do that. So how do folks make plans to come up there? Is there a website they can check out, Facebook page?
Yeah, actually, that's great. Our website has been redone. It's a great website, so please check us out, thegeneralpatton.org. Also, our Facebook, for those that may or may not be following us, please do. You'll see a lot of great content. We like to put stuff on there about twice a week, if not more. Great advertising of events like the barracks opening, and then also our event coming up this July, Patton Week. But yes, those are two great resources to follow us.
And there's some static displays that you can see. There's some really neat stuff that is at the museum that you really just can't see anywhere else in the world because of its specific ties to Fort Knox.
Yes, so there are a few static displays. Then also throughout Fort Knox itself, there are static displays. The entire post and community has done a great job with preserving the armored vehicles that have been on this post throughout the years.
And what is your favorite thing in the museum? When you go in, what's the thing that you go, man, this is what it's all about?
You know, there's a lot of really good examples. My personal favorite is actually the tank out front. And that was the one that was involved with the British landing at Normandy. And the story behind it is you'll see a broken barrel. And then on the side of it, there's a lot of damage, and that's because it was a part of the land lease agreement. The British used it to for their part of the invasion, but the side of it was damaged from the German defenses shooting at it, and the barrel was damaged from the crew operating the vehicle. They were just shooting rapidly to the point where the barrel actually kind of busted at the seam. So
that's crazy.
But yeah, it's really cool. It's one of those things you can see, you get up close and personal with, and it's a part of history that you just don't see anywhere else.
That is Mike Martin with Patton Museum. Back open again. You can find out all their information on their website, their Facebook page, follow them. The barracks is about to be opened up. You'll be able to tour that. And anything else we need to add?
I would say please follow us on social media, like us, because we do have a lot of great things coming up, especially this summer with Patton Week. 5 to 10 July. A lot of details coming out, but the big one is the actual playing of the movie Patton. It will be 8 July at Crown Point Theater in person. Tickets are on sale now, and you'll find more information on our Facebook page.
Excellent stuff. Well, hope to have you in again. You come back again sometime?
Of course. I'm always available.
All right. Thank you so much. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.